I think I'll start out just by Lance will be out and Jay will be out this week, of course, and Lance got some stretching in today, and that was about it. Matt didn't practice today. Derek Martin didn't practice. Anthony Walters didn't practice. Limited today with Stephen Paya. And Jeremiah Ratliff got a little bit of work. So normal Wednesday. We went indoors, normal Wednesday, and I'll just leave it open to questions. Yeah, I think, I went through the tape again and spent time with Mel yesterday on it, just taking us through a progression from practice to the game. And the tape was very clear looking back. The effort level was high enough, and we played fast enough to play winning football. We were lined up in the right spots, at the right place at the right time to play winning football. What we didn't do on an individual play-by-play basis, we had guys not in the right place at the right time. So our level of confidence is that we've got to go back to work and get our guys who are, number one, getting on-the-job training to do a better job of focusing in on their keys and not getting caught up in all the other things that go on. And then the guys who have been around, I'm not getting so caught up in trying to help the guys who are in there on the job training and just focus on their work. But there's evidence there that we can get the job done. And that's the way we're starting the week, and that's what we as coaches are trying to do, is to continue to work at that and put ourselves in a better position to make those stops. And we know we can't make all of them, but to minimize, number one, the explosive plays, and number two is to begin to create some turnovers, which we haven't done the last couple of weeks. Well, I think that you answer the question, when you're not stopping the run, you put your team in a twofold position, because now you've got not only play action passes and movement, but you've got the threat of explosive plays because you're creating one-on-ones on the outside. So that's all part of it. So the sooner a team in each and every game can make a team one-dimensional, they eliminate the play-action passes and give themselves more options because they know they're going to be in drop-back modes. The play-actions won't be as big a factor. Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, that's part of raising young players to be the players you want them to be. I mean, what we're trying to convince them to do is not worry about anybody else, and just because they're probably not at a stage where they see the big picture, because that takes time. So just learning what they do in the framework of their telephone booth of, if anybody remembers what a telephone booth is in the room, and just focusing in with blinders on their specific key that's going to take them to the right spot. And then, as I said, the flip side of that is the veteran player who has a big picture and also knows that this guy's going to need some help. How can I better help him? And then he goes outside the parameters of his job. And that's the discipline that we're trying to work on, that there's been moments over the last 3 or 4 weeks that we've had that, and there's been moments, certainly, as we all know, that we haven't, and that's a challenge week to week. Yeah, I was asked that today. I go back to Metropolitan Stadium long before the Metrodome, but my first game as a coach was with the Vikings in the National Football. It was with the Vikings in 85 and with Bud Grant, and we happen to be playing the world champion. To my recollection, I hope I'm right on this. Somebody's going to check it anyways. But to my recollection, we played the 49ers, who had won the Super Bowl the year before. And I'm not going to go into great detail, but, Coach Grant gave this very short speech on what it would take to beat the world champions, and we happened to win the game. We won the game in the fourth quarter and with some of the great players and Bill Walsh on the other side of the field. So that's a memory that I do have of the stadium, probably the key, the one big one, which was the first game as a coach in the National Football League there. I think more than his run ability is his will. I mean, his will and his determination, I think, is something that is so apparent on every single run. His passion for what he does and his job. I mean, I don't know that there's anybody in the league who expresses that any better, that passion, that relentlessness, and that love for the game. I mean, there's certainly guys who do just as much, but nobody more than Adrian Peterson. That's what stands out to me. And we've seen a lot of running backs come and go, and he's certainly one of the best to ever play the game. And, some of this of us in this room have seen a lot of running backs over the last 50 years in the National Football League. He certainly has to be one of the best. But it's his will. It's his determination. It's his effort. It's the things that are are really go beyond his ability that really stand out to me.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay. Thank you, guys.